Our story yesterday on the new Hulu three-part docuseries Stolen Youth: Inside the Cult at Sarah Lawrence is getting a lot of response, including, how could this happen? We're going to try to answer that today. The film tells how a twisted Pied Piper named Larry Ray lured his daughter's college roommates into a dangerous cult. They thought he was a mentor, but he was a monster who used sexual, physical, and psychological abuse to brainwash them into believing that people were trying to kill them, that he was their victim and they had to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars that they got from their parents or, in one case, prostitution. As we noted yesterday, we catch a glimpse of cult deprogrammer Stephen Hassan's book, Combating Cult Mind Control, in the apartment of a woman trying to leave. Felicia Rosario joined her brother and sister in the cult, and soon this Harvard grad and medical resident was a broken, frightened woman who believed Ray's lies that people in California were trying to kill her. In this scene, which, a warning, is very difficult to hear, she tells him she's terrified. You hear Ray's voice first.
You said you're terrified. Why are you terrified?
Because I'm afraid because the people in California, they told me that if I didn't do what they wanted me to do, they were going to send people to kill me.
But there were no people coming to kill her. Yesterday, Felicia told us what it was like to slowly realize that Ray had implanted lies, which became her memories.
It's hard to listen to that clip. I'm sorry, I just need a second.
I'm sorry.
It was a struggle for so long. It was years, but it was incredibly freeing, and it was very empowering to have that realization.
Let's bring in Stephen Hassan, founder of the Freedom of Mind Resource Center to help cult survivors. Stephen, you've met some of these young people. Your thoughts on this case?
Oh, I'm so glad that he's been sentenced to 60 years in jail for trafficking and racketeering. And she was on her way to be a forensic psychiatrist, and he interrupted her residency to suck her into the cult. And my heart goes out to her. I had the version of this experience back in 1974 to 76 in the Moon Cult.
Talk about that. You were 19 years old in college, and you were lured into the followers of Sun Myung Moon. This is the Unification Church.
Exactly. Essentially, my girlfriend had dumped me, three women flirted with me, and I was sucked into the cult using deception. I was totally brainwashed, mind-controlled, or unduly influenced, and the phenomenon is real.
You say it's far easier than people think to get people to do this.
Everyone needs to understand it's not weak, stupid, uneducated people who are vulnerable. It's people who believe they're in malleable minds. Hypnosis is real. Sleep deprivation affects people's minds. He was giving them Adderall, which will make them paranoid anyway if they're not needing Adderall at speed. And mind control is real. It's happening worldwide. People are adopting QAnon and all kinds of weird cultish beliefs. The good news is the human spirit wants to be free, and we want to be with people we can trust.
Well, you say people think we think we're rational, but we're not. We're emotional beings. You mentioned exhaustion. There are all-night interrogation sessions that Larry Ray holds. Kids are forced to confess things like they've broken Larry's possessions. They'll make up anything to try to give him the right answer. Ray, by the way, served time for stock fraud, and he's convinced these kids he was set up. It's all part of them agreeing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, he gets Santos, Felicia's lovely brother, to agree that some of the bad guys that set him up were there in the apartment. Now, in this scene, you're going to hear Santos, now out of the cult, setting up this video where he's just trying any way to please Larry Ray. Let's listen.
We would stay up in these interrogations until like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. It's like your willpower is gone. I would just make something up.
Tell me something worthwhile after all these hours.
Gonzalez.
Who's Gonzalez?
The other cop in the kitchen that.
What did he look like?
He was short. He was pale. He was the pale one.
This whole convoluted conspiracy started taking form. I start to write memories.
Steve Hassan, you say this is psyops, psychological warfare.
So first of all, we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. In the Moonies, I was sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night, and former members of this cult say the same. Essentially, the technique that was being used by Ray is a form of Chinese communist brainwashing that I studied from the 50s. Of course, they've updated it. But the idea is to keep repeating that you don't remember what is true. So keep confessing until we get a version that we like. People are basically tortured to repeating over and over. And the way the mind works is if you keep repeating it over and over again, it replaces the memory. So people doubt their own reality.
And you say that it is possible to bring people out of this by asking people gentle questions?
The whole approach is psychoeducational, with warmth and respect and asking questions and teaching people how to understand mind control in other cults first, ones that they will agree. And why this documentary is worth watching is so many people are concerned about trafficking, sex and labor trafficking, and this is a window into the techniques that traffickers systematically use to enslave people.
Well, this idea of gently questioning someone like, really? What's the basis for that? Or tell me more about why you think that. We have an illustration of that in the film. Felicia Rosario, she's trying to deprogram herself, and she's been living in an apartment. And she's talking to the film director, Zach Heiserling, about what she was told was a past failure of her dad to look at a dress she wanted him to look at. And then she realizes in this moment, oh, wait a minute, that's my Larry brain, she calls it. That didn't happen. Let's listen.
This whole drama about me showing my dad the dress may have happened or may not have happened. Larry was using my own memories, but then he twisted it and then he turned it into whatever was gonna suit him.
Stephen Hassan, we know the filmmakers sought you out because, like us, they noticed your book in her apartment as she's deprogramming. I'm sure parents are thinking, this is never going to happen to my kid. What would you say to them?
Well, first, I want to just say that I was convinced in the Moonies that I had a terrible childhood and that I had been abused. And my sister was like, Dad never touched us. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And that's part of sorting out the identity. We need a public health approach to educating people preventively. I developed a course to help train mental health professionals how to identify and help these folks, and we need recovery systems put in place. Love is stronger than mind control, and contact with the loved one under mind control is vital, but not where you're trying to convince them that they're brainwashed, where you're saying, I love you, I miss you, remember the good old days, and help me understand, help me step into your shoes, how you came to adopt these beliefs.
You know, I'm thinking too, this is in college. Some sororities and fraternities use this same method only in a week where they choose the pledges. You're the chosen one, Larry Ray told his students. And then they put them through hell. They exhaust them. They have them do silly chores. And then they tell them at the end of the week, oh, sorry, you failed and you didn't make it. But then quickly turn around and say, just kidding, you made it. Yay. And I watched a young woman have a complete breakdown because she thought she failed.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be more careful with people's sometimes fragile emotions.
1,000%. And I really don't believe there should be any hazing.
Well, that's one topic. But I want to quickly ask, another book of yours recently is The Cult of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to rush to say not everyone who supports former President Donald Trump is in a cult, but you're talking about people who believe Democrats eat babies and sex traffic them. This is QAnon.
At 2023, if anyone believes that Donald Trump won the 2020 election or that Putin is a great
percent
is brainwashed.
But 40, you believe that.
If people actually believe it, and I believe there are at least 40 million Americans who do. So the way to talk to somebody first, again, is warm, respectful questioning. Talking about Chinese communist brainwashing techniques and talking about traffickers, and they want to understand that. And then we start asking questions. At what point did you start believing? And we unpack it. I'm not trying to persuade people that I'm right and they're wrong. I'm trying to say, persuade me to join you in your beliefs.
Yeah. Did you get sick to your stomach watching the documentary?
It was really hard, and I wanted to bash Larry Ray in the face, and it's very rare that I have that kind of visceral reaction watching a cult manipulator. But seeing him torture these young people makes me angry.
I see the emotion in your eyes.
Yeah, I feel for their pain. And there's so many people who've been victimized. So many people are walking around today that were raised in authoritarian cults or recruited into a cult or in a manipulative relationship with a narcissist. And they're walking wounded, and they don't need to walk around wounded. They can understand and get the therapy they need.
Yeah. Stephen Hassan, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robin.
And again, for more about Stephen Hassan's work, including his Freedom of Mind Resource Center and his books, go to hearnow.org. We'll also link you to his recent op-ed on the Sarah Lawrence cult documentary on Hulu. And we'll have yesterday's interview with survivor Felicia Rosario.